once more here on Dollars and Cents on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm your host, Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. I'm sure you got some interesting statistics and information out of the interviews with Brett Eirich and Dr. Samuel Gregg. I don't think you would have come anywhere close to guessing the relative attitude difference between Americans and Europeans on advocating for a free market and free enterprise. So relatively high in the United States and so low in Europe, but unfortunately diminishing on both continents. Now let's go back and look at some other statistical information that should be concerning you, but is not getting much media attention in this country. I hear over and over claims that there is a shortage of houses for sale in the real estate markets, and because of that, there aren't as many home buyers going on. If there really was a shortage of housing, you would expect that home builders would step into the breach and say, I've got a chance to build homes and make some money. But that's not what's happening. In fact, the new home construction statistics have been a little bit disappointing here in the middle of the year. Builders are trying to say that, well, we're having trouble finding construction workers, so that's why we can't build so many houses. And I don't buy that. Construction jobs tend to pay pretty good. I personally know multiple people who did construction work before the downturn for the Great Recession and ended up having to go into other jobs that paid less. And they're still in jobs that don't pay as much as construction work. So if there really was the potential to get a construction job, they'd be glad to go back to it. But they're not really available, so the builders who are claiming they can't find employees, I think are just trying to cover up the fact that the real estate market in the United States is not anywhere close as strong as they're pretending. In another statistic, the International Monetary Fund reports that American bank capital reserves as a percentage of total assets are at their lowest level in a decade. Another way of saying that is that American banks are over-leveraged more than they were during the Great Recession. Now, when Donald Trump became U.S. president, there was an expectation early on that he would take quick action to support business expansion. But as you know, these efforts have mostly been stalled, and some people are thinking that maybe they will never, ever happen. If they don't happen this year, next year is an election year, and politicians don't want to do anything controversial in an election year. If investors sour on the prospects for an improved business environment, that's not going to help support stock prices in the U.S. Now, stock prices may not suffer much. It's not reported very widely, but over half of all publicly traded stocks in the world are owned by governments, central banks, and sovereign investment funds. In the most extreme case, I've seen reports that over 90% of the shares of the companies in the Nikkei 225 index are basically owned by the Bank of Japan, the Japanese government, and other governments. So they have the wherewithal to manipulate and support prices to diminish any kind of stock weakness, because governments don't want to report that, oh, we own the stock and the stock value has gone down. That means we're in worse financial situation than before. Now, the Institute for International Finance and other organizations reported that global debt levels at the end of 2016 exceeded 325% of worldwide gross domestic product. That's the highest level effort. It's also about 50% higher than it was a decade earlier. But that $215 trillion of debt does not include unfunded liabilities by governments for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. I did an analysis earlier this year and published it in the March and April issue of my company's newsletter, Liberty's Outlook, where I calculated that just for Social Security and Medicare, the federal government's net present value of unfunded liabilities as of September 30, 2016, was somewhere between $67 and $87 trillion. Now, there's also trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities owed by state, county, local governments, government school districts, and other nations also have unfunded liabilities. So total debt, in fact, the unfunded liabilities just for Social Security and Medicare exceeds global gross domestic product. But instead of being $215 trillion, there's a good chance that unfunded liabilities are well over $300 trillion, which simply cannot be paid. And when the public realizes that, things are not going to look good. I don't mean to end things on such a sour note, but that's really what is going on in the world beyond the, in many cases, positive headlines that you may be hearing. We'll be back next month with some more interesting interviews, and I look forward to talking with you once more here on Dollars and Cents on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm your host, Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Go out and have a financially great day.